Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's join Darren with the sports news.
Mary, will we start with the FAI?
I should get it out of the way.
A little chat about that. David Correll is their new interim CEO. This follows the news yesterday that Jonathan Hill will leave the role at the end of April. Now, I understand that although he doesn't leave the post officially until the 30th of April, he will not be involved in the day-to-day running of the association. And to be honest with you, in all honesty, the position looked pretty bleak after that appearance in the Public Accounts Committee, where he had to explain a payment he received in lieu of holidays not taken. Now, Correll, he's from Mayo originally. He's been working as chief operating officer. The talk is he's going to be given every chance to prove himself in this role and maybe take it on in a more permanent capacity. That's the speculation. All the attention now turns, I think, to the next Irish manager. We're hearing the new coach is going to be appointed next week. I don't think anyone's holding the breath here. Because
I thought it was this week.
This week. It has been, I think there's been three deadlines passed in terms of the hunt for the Irish manager. So I think if there was news this week, it'd be a welcome distraction. And just personally, as a football fan, I think it's just very sad, the state of flux in the association at the minute. And let's hope there's better days around the corner. On the field, Bohemians beat Dundalk 1-0 in the Airtricity League Premier Division. James Akintunde, only goal of the game there. He headed in a brilliant free kick from Dale Rooney. Bohs now joins second after back-to-back wins for the first time this season and really have returned to form with a bang under the new manager, Alan Reynolds. They've been very impressive. Dundalk, bottom of the standings, and they're still without a full-time manager themselves. Brian Gartland is their head of football operations.
That's football. You know, whether you're in the game, you make a mistake and it's your next action, it's the same here. And you've got to put it out of your head and they've got to take confidence from all the good stuff they've done. And then we've got to, you know, like I said, in front of goal, you just got to be pulling the trigger. You've got to be more clinical in terms of head up, more concise and intent in what you do. All those little final touches is just where we're lacking a little bit of confidence, but we've got the players. You know, I firmly believe there's players there that can do it, but you know, we just have to get their confidence up.
More from that game a little bit later as well. Chelsea continue their recent fine Premier League form. 6-0 winners against Everton. Cole Palmer scored four of those goals. And I'm also going to have more on this game later on because it wasn't all plain sailing. There was a little bit of a row over who would take the penalty. That was the fourth of Cole Palmer's goals. And a bit of insight into that a little bit later on. Tonight, the first two places in the Champions League semi-finals up for grabs. Barcelona take a 3-2 lead into their home game against PSG. That's live on RTE this evening. And Borussia Dortmund trail Atletico Madrid 2-1 ahead of their home leg in Germany. Leinster have announced the signing of New Zealand utility back Jordy Barrett. He's going to link up with the Irish side next season after the autumn internationals. Leinster flying to South Africa this week for URC action, but everyone, certainly outside the camp anyway, is talking about their chances now in the Champions Cup on that date in Croke Park. Assistant coach Andrew Goodman's been speaking to Michael Corcoran.
I do love the four teams that have got through, though. I think when you look at Northampton, Harlequins, Toulouse, ourselves, like the mindset to play rugby, I think that's really exciting for the competition and the game. So I'm sure there'll be the willingness to play some rugby. That's the challenge. As an attack coach, I want to see if we can break down teams as much as possible. And, you know, I think there's going to be some great matchups in both those games.
It's going to be huge competition for places in terms of not just the 1-15, the 1-23. You know, there's going to be a sort of a pep in everybody's step in terms of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and again, that's why these tours are so important. It gives some guys a great opportunity that they probably haven't played in the last 2 weeks, so genuine excitement there. And we all know as rugby, like, there's going to be bumps and bruises along the way as well, so that's why everyone's just going to stay ready and get prepared as best as possible.
And finally, there's racing this afternoon at Nace from 1:30.